Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, we continue with this theme of being genuine before ourselves and before God. I am a sinner. I am in need of salvation. I need a Savior. Frankly, I need a Savior at every moment of my existence because my sin-bent condition, God can overpower that, but He gave us free will. And so I need, really, brothers and sisters, consciously, I need to bring my sins to, or patterns of sin. Don't bring them once they're forgiven, because with God they're forgotten. But the present moment where I'm dealing with sin, bring it to God. Say, Lord, I can't overcome this sin, either because it seems too big or because I don't pay it much attention. It's just part of me. It's just part of who I am. And so we don't overcome it because we ignore it. Oftentimes the little things are what lead us into greater sins. So we want to pay attention to the small things, not scrupulosity, but just, yeah, these are my tendencies. Given the right circumstances, yes, I could lie. Given the right circumstances, yes, I could steal something. I'm not a liar and I'm not a thief, but I'm capable of it. I see it in me. We need to deal with our condition. And the only way we can deal with it in a way that allows God full access is to be able to be humble enough to say, I'm weak. I am a sinner. I fall short of the glory of God day after day. I ignore His grace in many ways. Lord, I am weak, but I come to You full of confidence that You are a God who loves, that You will look upon my poverty, You will look upon my distress, and You will help me. And God will. But it comes out of acknowledging the truth of who we are. In Paul's letter to the Galatians today, he says this, "Brothers and sisters, if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Listen to that list again. Immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, opening yourself to the evil one, palm reading, horoscopes. That's the mild form, but it leads to greater ones. Sorcery, hatred, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, selfishness, dissension, faction, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, so sex and alcohol, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. There it is, brothers and sisters, in black and white. Don't give up. If one or more of these areas are yours, don't give up. Just admit your sin. Go to God and say, Lord, help me. Go to confession. Receive the grace to change. People say, oh, I'm not going to confession because I just keep doing the same thing. No, 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 no. Go to confession, receive the grace, stand on the grace, and slowly but surely, if you depend on God, not just on your own strength, but depend on Him, you will overcome that sin by His grace and power. Those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. as you give up one pattern of sin that he lists here, take on one of the virtues. Just say, I'm going to try to grow in love or joy or peace or patience or kindness or generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We could all improve on every one of them, but what's the one that you think God may be asking you to pay attention to put your energy behind? Instead of putting your energy behind sin, or put your energy behind hiding your sin from others. You never hide it from God. We can spend lots of energy appearing to be good. Well, as the scripture tells us, inside we can be filled with dead men's bones. Take a look at this. Look at the areas of sin. Look at the contrast of the virtues. Choose one area of sin and choose one virtue to start working on. Ask God every day to help you. Read about it. Reflect on it. Pick up the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Read what it speaks about virtues. Read what it says about overcoming sin. He says, against such as these, that is love, joy, peace, patience, there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. And brothers and sisters, that's what it feels like sometimes when you are working to overcome a sin, a particular vice that's been a pattern in your life and a habit in your life. It does feel like crucifixion. It's meant to. And if you persevere in it, looking to God for the strength, don't look to yourself. Look to God. God, give me the strength for the next 5 minutes to turn away from that temptation. Then give me grace for the next 5 minutes to turn away from that temptation. And if I give in, to get up right away and to say, Lord, I am sorry. Please forgive me. Give me strength to overcome that. And little by little, it's humbling because we realize how much we want what we, the way we want it, when we want. And we minimize its seriousness. Don't do that. Don't do that. But depend on God for everything. Now, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. They've crucified their flesh, not by our own strength, but by God's strength. If we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. Follow him. He will lead you in the way you should go. Really. Ask him day in and day out. Give me strength. Help me here. And he will. Psalm 1, those who follow you, Lord, will have the light of life. And it's true. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. Do you read the scripture daily? He's like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season, whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. He prospers because his roots are down in Christ. He's depending upon God, not on himself. He knows himself to be weak and to be sinful. He knows that about himself. But if you put your hope in Christ, Christ will empower you. And the gospel is from Luke chapter 11, verses 42 to 46. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God." See, here it is again. He says to the Pharisees, you do all these kinds of external things, hundreds of them. You do them all so that you will be pleasing to God, but you pay no attention to the coming judgment and you pay no attention to love for God. You just observe every jot and tittle of the law. These you should have done, you should obey, but don't overlook the others. The greater things that we're called to do. He's not saying you shouldn't pay tithes, but he is saying Perhaps you should have done some of these things that are good to do without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk. Wow! Wow! What an accusation! What a humiliating moment for the Pharisees, and no wonder they hated him. You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk. In other words, you're dead as far as the kingdom is concerned because you choose to try and save yourself. You choose to do everything right, not out of love for God, but so that your position, your title will be elevated and you will receive the glances and the comments of those who think you're so holy and so good, and you just love receiving the adulation from other people. That doesn't lead to heaven, brothers and sisters. It just doesn't. It's learning to do the right things for the right reasons. Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us." Well, at least they recognize that. And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law. You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them. You impose all kinds of laws on people that they have to obey, but you don't lift even your little finger to help them. Woe to you." That's very harsh, but very clear judgment that God is giving. And we, brothers and sisters, need to heed, because what was in the scribes and Pharisees is in us. It's not just in the church, it's in society in general. Some people want this change in the church, some people want no change in this area. Why are we doing what we're doing? Do we think we earn brownie points with God? Are we really seeking the truth, the real truth? And in the process, are we kind and helpful and charitable and understanding and forgiving to those who perhaps don't see things the way we do? Yes, all of us fight for the truth, but do it with love and mercy. Otherwise, it becomes sterile and it will end up destroying what you may be trying to save. In other words, brothers and sisters, we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. We need Him. We need Him with every breath. And the only way in which that can grow in us is that we are willing to admit, "I am weak. I am small. I need help from God at every moment. Whatever good is because of God." When you take that attitude, God can work in you and God can work through you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.